It will be, I guess it will be, it'll be Marion's basketball to start this second half as they lead Mountain Home 26-20. Timothy McDonald inbounds to Makai Boyce. We're back underway. Boyce drills toward the right side, now goes back to the top. Now throws it over to Reeves on the right. Reeves going to drill toward the free throw line, kicks back out to Boyce. Boyce is going to go down to the low block, going to be fouled on the floor, and Marion will inbound it as we are 13 seconds into the second half. Matt Jones picks up his third personal foul. That is the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Makai Boyce will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets it up top to McDonald, over on the left side to Reeves. Reeves will drill up to the top. I believe Mountain Home's in a 2-3 zone right now. Ball goes to Waterford. Waterford drills up to the top. Now it gets there to Boyce. Boyce will drill toward the right side. It goes back between the circles. Throws over to Waterford on the left. Back up top to Boyce. Boyce gives to McDonald in the lane. Now has almost had the ball knocked away from him. He gives it to Reeves in the corner. Reeves going to go down to the lane, go up for the layup. They're going to wave the basket off and call for the offensive foul. Dietrich Reeves Jr. picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Marion, and that is their fifth turnover of the night. Comes with 7:16 left in the third quarter. Mount Home gets the ball back, trailing by six. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling to the right side. Throws it up top to Harris. Marion in a man-to-man. Harris will drill toward the left side, has the ball knocked away from him, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Mount Home's basketball on the possession arrow. 6:59 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home will inbound it on the far sideline. Harris will trigger the inbound pass. Finds Gilbert on the left wing, down on the in the paint to Jones. His layup is blocked. Crawford gets the ball, goes back up with it. He's going to be fouled on the layup and head to the free throw line with 6:55 left in the first, in the third quarter. B.J. Johnson picks up his third personal foul. That is the second team foul against Marion here in the second half. Abe Crawford will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. That's his first point of the evening. Checking in for the first time tonight for Marion is D'Antonio Moore, a 6'3 junior, as Timothy McDonald will take a seat. So one more free throw for Crawford. Second shot is up. In and out, no good. He gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Marion. 26-21, the Patriots leading the Bombers. Here's Reeves with up top. Throws over to Boyce on the right side. Back up top to Reeves. Over on the left to Waterford. Back up to Reeves. Over to Boyce on the right. Over the elbow, it goes to Johnson. Johnson's going to drill down towards the low block. Now kicks it out to Moore. Back up to Boyce on the right wing. Up top to Reeves. Over to Waterford on the left. Over at the elbow goes to Moore. Back over to Waterford in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Darius Waterford with 5 points on the night. 29-21. It's up to an eight-point lead for Marion. Ball goes over on the left side to Crawford. Now Crawford's going to drill towards the corner. Tries to throw it up top to Harris. It goes out of bounds. Harris went a little over Harris's head. That is going to be Mountain Home's sixth turnover of the night with 5:58 left to play in the third quarter. Satch Harris is going to come out of the game as he's replaced. Marion gets the ball back on the near sideline, leading 29-21. Boyce takes the inbound pass, gives it to Reeves. Now over on the left side to Waterford. Back up to Reeves. Over on the right side to Boyce. Back up to Reeves. Over to Waterford in the left corner. He's going to drill out to the wing. Throws up top to Reeves. Over on the right to Boyce. Down a low block to Johnson, who puts up the layup. Can't get it to go. And the ball's being knocked around. And ball's still loose. Ball, and finally, it'll come to the hands of Waterford. He'll throw it to Reeves in the left corner. Reeves is going to drill down into the lane. And another... Nope, they're going to call a foul on the shot against Austin Tabor. That is his third personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second half. So it will be B.J. Johnson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 2 points so far this evening. 5:29 left in the third quarter. Johnson's first free throw is up. No good. Damian Phillips is going to check in for Marion as D'Antonio Moore will take a seat. So one more free throw for Johnson. Johnson's second shot is up. and it bounces around, goes in, and he gets one of two. 30-21, Marion leading Mountain Home. Less than 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court, throws over on the left side to McGee. McGee will pick up his dribble. Now, I'm not sure what they called. I guess they called a foul away from the ball against Darius Waterford. That is his second personal foul, 13th foul against Marion here in the second half. So with 5:16 left in the third quarter, Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. It will be Jake McGee triggering the pass underneath the basket. A 9-point Patriot advantage. McGee throws to Gilbert in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. Jones gets offensive rebound, goes to back to Gilbert. He's going to try another three there on the left side. This one won't go either. Jones gets another offensive board. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he's going to dribble up to the top. Now finds Gilbert on the left side. Down in the corner to McGee. McGee will give it to Tabor. Down to Jones in the low block. He's going to go up for the layup off the glass and in. Matt Jones in double figures with 11 points. 30-23, Marion leading Mountain Home. 4:45 left in the third quarter. Reeves will walk the ball into the front court for the Patriots. Over on the left side to Phillips. Back up top to Reeves. Over to Boyce on the right. Once again over to Reeves, who has it on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. This one will not go. The offense rebound comes to Boyce. He drills to the right corner. Now goes out to the wing. Gives it there to Phillips. Now up top to Boyce. And Boyce is going to be caught traveling before he dribbles. That is Marion's sixth turnover of the night. Comes with 4:22 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by seven. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to McGee on the wing. Now up top to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Johnson. And back comes Marion quickly. Waterford has it on the left wing. Gives it to Boyce. Boyce going to drill to the elbow. Now kicks out to Phillips on the right side. Down to Reeves in the corner. He finds Johnson cutting into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. And this one will not go either. Matt Jones gets the rebound. And back comes Mountain Home. 3:45 left in the third quarter. It is a 7-point Marion advantage. Ball goes up top to Tabor, over to McGee on the left side. Down to Jones on the low block. Up top to Crawford. Crawford finds Tabor on the low block. Gives it back out to Crawford. Crawford's going to drill to the lane, now kicks out to Tabor. Over to Jones on the right wing. Jones dribbling there on the wing, throws up top to Tabor. Over to McGee on the left, down to Crawford in the corner. Finds Tabor cutting towards the low block for the layup off the glass and in. Dawson Tabor with 5 points, and it's a 5-point margin all of a sudden with 3 minutes left. 30-25, Marion leading Mountain Home. Ball's up top with Boyce, over to Reeves on the left side, down the corner to Waterford. Now he throws up top to Boyce, back over to Reeves on the left. He's going to pull up for the three on the wing, in and out, no good. Tabor gets the rebound, and back come the Bombers. They got a chance to make it a one-possession game on this play. Jones into the front court, trying to get some distance between him and his defender. Now throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into lane. Blocked by his defender, going for the layup. Shot may have been partially blocked, and the rebound comes to Marion as Boyce quickly back to the way, finding Reeves in the lane for the layup. Good. Dietrich Reeves Jr. in double figures with 11 points, and Mountain Home quickly takes the timeout. And now a technical foul, I think, may have just been called. Yep. Dawson Tabor just got called before a technical foul. Nope, or it's a double technical. Nope, it's okay, so it's going to be a technical foul on Marion. It's going to be on Dietrich Reeves Jr. That's going to be his second personal foul, fourth team foul. So it looks like Mountain Home will have free throws after the short timeout. 2:20 left to play in the third quarter. Marion leading Mountain Home 32-25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, I admit, when I first saw the technical being called, I thought they were calling on Dawson Tabor, but they actually called on Dietrich Reeves Jr. So Wyatt Gilbert is shooting two free throws. This is his first trip to the line tonight. And then Mountain Home will get the ball on the far sideline after the free throws. First free throw is up and in, and so is the second. Gilbert now has 7 points, and it's a five-point margin once again with 2:20 left to play in the third quarter. Reeves checked out of the game during the timeout. McGee will inbound it to Wyatt Gilbert. 32-27, Marion on top. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles toward the left side, gives it there on the wing to Crawford. Now Crawford picks up his dribble, finds Jones on the left wing. Jones going to dribble to a low block, kicks out to McGee, and an offensive foul. Matt Jones called for the charge. That is his fourth personal foul. That is the 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half, and that is also their seventh turnover of the night. Jake McGee, Adam Sorrell, that is going to check in, replacing Matt Jones, who again just picked up number four. 2:03 left to play in the third quarter. It is Marion with the ball, leading by five. Boyce into the front court. Now Boyce will dribble to the left side. Now goes back to the top or over toward the right. Now to home right now in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Phillips. Now down to the right elbow to Johnson. Now back up top to Boyce. Boyce will drill to the left wing. Finds Johnson on a low block. Looking to make a move on Tabor, and he gets the layup. B.J. Johnson with 5 points. 34-27, back to a three-possession game. Here is Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbling to the left elbow, now kicks up top to Crawford. Crawford's going to dribble toward the low block, going in for the layup, and it's going to be another offensive foul on Mountain Home. Abe Crawford called for the charge. That is his third personal foul. Fourth team foul against the Bombers, and their eighth turnover of the night. 109 left to play in the third quarter. Marion with the ball, leading 34-27. Boyce into the front court. 1 minute left. Marion may very well hold for the last shot of the period. Now Boyce dribbling toward the right side. Gives it to Waterford near the free throw line. I guess they're not going to hold for the last shot. Waterford drills to the left side. Throws over on the right side to Boyce. Now looks like they are going to hold for the last shot of the period. 40 seconds left. But Boyce dribbling just inside the half court line. Gilbert's dribbling. Gilbert's getting a little closer out there on him. 30 seconds left. Ball, Waterford throws it back to Boyce. Down to 20 seconds. Boyce just holding the ball inside the half court line. Hadn't even dribbled yet. Down to 15. And now to 10. They're going to have to come up with their play soon. 5 seconds left. Now Boyce is going to drill to the a little closer. He's going to give it to Forrest in the left corner. He's going to put up the three to beat the buzzer, and he gets it. Jaden Forrest will get the three. He now has 6 points, and it's a double-digit lead for Marion to start when we start the final quarter after the break. After three quarters, our score, Marion leading Mountain Home 37-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog died? Your girlfriend left you?
No, the pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting 4 phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See boostmobile.com or...